building that they have?
Vaults.
Do they have those around here?
Oh, yeah. They have, no money, all big cemeteries, they have a certain amount of vaults.
Mm-hmm.
Crypt is, it's really crypt.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it's how you spell it. But they, in fact, the lady that runs the mortuary where my wife was buried from, a lot of my wife's people, her husband is in a crypt out here.
Mm-hmm.
Woodland Garden of Memories.
A crypt and a vault are the same?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who, sort of addicted to alcohol, who just drinks constantly, or who has a real drinking problem, you'd call that person a...
Well, he'd be an alcoholic, but mostly they call him winos, and I don't know. They got a slang name for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd be called an alcoholic. An alcoholic, they claim it's a disease. Well, I guess it is a disease.
Because
a lot of doctors claim it's a disease.
Yeah. A lot of times, there'll be, especially in the government, there'll be someone who's hired to fill a certain job. He doesn't really have a job to do. He's on the payroll, but there's really nothing for him to do. He's not really lazy, but he's just hired for a totally unnecessary job. Maybe because, you know, someone, he's a relative or something. What would you call somebody like that?
Well, I'd call him excess baggage. That's all I can tell you.
And a lot of times there'll be, say, if you've helped a politician, if you've contributed to his campaign or done him some favors before, and you've done this enough to where he's indebted to you, where you can ask him to do something and he'll help you out. What would you call that kind of influence that you'd say you had with him? You'd say you had a lot of...
There's a word for it. I can't think of it right now.
Do you ever say he had a lot of clout or a lot of pull? Or?
Well, you could say I got a lot of pull with him because you done bought
mm-hmm.
bought that inside track. But that's be all. You have that. I think you have that from a dog catch the president.
What do you mean, bought the inside track? What?
Well, you naturally, if you had the inside track, you'd have the right of way. You'd have the right of way over the fellow man.
Where'd that expression come from, inside track?
I don't know. It's been used for years.
Sounds kind of like racing or something, huh? I don't really know anything about horse racing, but it...
Well, it probably does. The inside of the track is next to the center of the track, and the
mm-hmm.
outside is on the outside rail. That's why they would use that. You got a lot of influence, or
mm-hmm.
he owes me.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, he's obligated to me.
Uh-huh.
Because I've contributed so much to him, and he's obligated to me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's what you figure. But I'm just telling you what. Ordinarily would be used a lot of times, but it has been used in
mm-hmm.
the inside track, which means that the inside track is shorter than the outside of the track, so therefore you'd be automatically ahead. If you know, those horses always run inside
yeah.
as far as they can, and then when they have to go to the outside of the track, they have to be awful fast
uh-huh.
to win the race. And automobiles practice the same way.